You can tell the trend is moving downward. So, next thing you know, we'll be complaining about, or over here, we'll be complaining about the cool weather. I just need to get stuff done before this white stuff starts settling into my mountaintop.
And, we caught those rough 10.
Hey, that's quite a big difference from 63 to 98. Ouch. Yeah, that's a big swing. Have you ever considered bringing up a snowboard or a set of skis up there? You know, and maybe taking advantage, doing a little bit of skiing here and there. Not that you have a whole lot of time or anything. Over.
The patio built.
Well, you know what? It's funny that you mentioned that. Those things are welcome in our vehicles, including snowshoes. They're issued to us. So, I even thought about bringing and or making a electric e-bike and so forth. But snowshoes, skis, I haven't brought a snowboard, but I know guys that will. The excuse, and it's actually a true alibi, if you would, is in case we needed to get out of there, we'd be able to use those devices or apparatuses or whatever you want to call them to get out of there. But for what we do, those things are welcome, you know what I mean?
It might be worth taking advantage of it sometimes, you know. I don't know what the terrain is like, but if you knew that your day was going to be in a good spot, on a nice mountain site, might be worthwhile taking advantage of it, but of course, it can also be dangerous if you're not careful. And an e-bike, I hadn't even thought about that, but an e-bike, you know, with the right tires, I don't know if they make the right tires for aggressive snow traction or whatever, or maybe even if they even make bikes for e-bikes. I know they do for motorcycles, so that might be a thought.
M6QDY, what timing you have. Right when you started talking about e-bikes, a kid on an e-bike drove right by, and I don't know if he was talking on the phone, but he was screaming and yelling at something. You know? So, yeah. Well, I was thinking of more of a, e-bike easily converted to a e-snow bike and whatnot. The state wouldn't pay for that, that's for sure. And it would be something new, and they would have to consider, I don't know if that's something we want you to be in, you know. But I know guys that would, if there was one available to them, and it was not too expensive, I know they would carry it on their vehicles. But, it would be all about survival and whatnot. Yeah, that was kind of strange. An e-bike, right? Perfect timing. Just flew right by me in the bike lane when you were talking about it. How crazy is that?
And I'll be in your city on Wednesday. I got to go get my right eye.
Yeah, really. An e-bike like that would take up a lot of room, too, in a vehicle. And it wouldn't take long for the cost to skyrocket. You know, you want this on it, different tires, something that the market might not have available. You know, you might want an extra battery just in case, that kind of thing. And before you know, you've got a bundle of money on something that you may not be using a whole lot. N6QDY DA3 Hawaii.
VA3HRY from N6QDY. Well, slightly changing the subject, my wife has always been talking about a Tesla, and, you know, wanting to own one. My daughter and, I think I might have told you, they ended up buying one. And watching the YouTube videos with the different Tesla owners, pluses and minuses. So we pulled the trigger today. We went there yesterday, took a look at it, talked about it, went back and put in an order for a Tesla Model Y. And so the going to be October, November time frame where she gets her Tesla. And like always, Dad gets the hand me up, hand me down, depending on how you look at it. So I'll get her car and she'll have the brand new Tesla. So we went and test drove one the other day and oh, she really loved it. So it's like, okay, let's talk about it. So it'll be interesting. So she gets a new toy in October, November time frame.
We're going east. No,
that's awesome. Awesome. Very good. Congratulations. You know, if the weather here in my area was different, somewhat like yours, I know I had something like that a long time ago. But our weather would be hard on the vehicle. They're around here. Teslas and other makes, including Chinese, they're around here. But I know the weather here, salt and everything else, it's hard on the vehicle. So I wouldn't want to drive a Tesla in the middle of the winter with salt being sprayed all over the road. And I value that car a little too much, and I'd be babying it. But you know, David, for what I drive, my driving habits, battery-operated Tesla would be perfect. You know, I don't go far or anything. And if I was to go far, like Toronto or something, I would definitely plan ahead, you know, charging stations and that, so I wouldn't get charging anxiety like some owners get, apparently. But, down where you live, oh, I think you're going to have an awesome, your wife will have an awesome time with the car. N6TDY, VA3-1.
Well, thanks for clarifying that it's hers, because that's what I was going to say. Well, it ain't mine. It's hers. So she's all excited about it, and I'm happy for her. So anyways, and I'm just happy that she's happy, right? How do they put that? Happy wife, happy life. And she doesn't always ask for much either, to be honest with you. And if she does, she'll want it, and then she'll think about it and other things. And no, never mind. But really, you know, she wants it. So, yeah, so she doesn't really ask for much. She's one of those that shy off about it after she thinks about it. So I go, no, just go ahead. You know, And, hey, it's all good. So, yeah, so definitely congratulations to her. It was a good buying experience, the person that we dealt with. And so it's all good. Okay. So I've got a... Let me break. I've got another route that I'm taking going through the neighborhood. And it's a safer route. It still gives me the 4.5 miles. And I can go to different locations of this neighborhood and then get back onto the main road. So, and it's a lot safer. So I like this route a lot. And I've been seeing a lot of the regulars out on the road. So you get the friendly hi and kind of get the... You see regular faces, you know what I mean, and so forth, and you kind of feel comfortable, you know. So it's all good. But, yeah, I like this path that I'm taking. So that's what I've been using regularly.
Yeah, VA 321 returning. I was going to ask you if you were taking the new path because you spoke about that. You mentioned that I don't know last time, the time before that we talked that you were going to take or were taking a new path and still getting the same mileage in, or maybe even a little bit more, I think, if I remember correctly. But and to go back on what you said, happy wife, happy life. I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that. David, you mentioned to your wife that when the needle, I don't know what kind of gauge it has for low charge or whatever, but don't mistake it and pull up to a gas station. It just won't work. I read that somewhere on the internet that somebody said, or the charge was low, whatever, and they pulled up to a gas station and couldn't figure out what to do. That was a joke, apparently. But anyway, back to you, David. The eighth ritual.
Well, I don't see her doing that. I see me doing that. But I will bring it up to her. Yeah, thanks for reminding me that I did mention it. You know, as the older age, and my daughter told me this, or daughters, they go, Dad, you know, when something we want to tell you out of love, you know you repeat yourself a lot? And it's something that I kind of remember my dad doing, but I never told him. He would always bring it up. And coworkers of mine who are now retired used to do the same thing. Matter of fact, there's one coworker that I still have lunch with who's retired, and he was my senior, and it worked out where when he retired, I was able to promote into his position, but I just let him talk. But it's funny that you mentioned that, so thanks for reminding me. And I know it's out of a kind heart. My daughter's will actually remind me because they're my daughters, right?
Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, I think we've all been there, David. It's happened a few times. Not often. Not very often with me and my daughter. But, yeah, it has happened over the last 10 years or so. And when I said you told me about that... all I meant was, I was going to ask you anyway if you were taking
node
a new path.
5,
so
1,
why,
2,
I said what
5,
I said.
3,
but,
7,
yeah,
my
and the, you also mentioned that you're getting to know faces regularly. That's a big, big plus. Like you said, it makes you feel safer. So the walk becomes more enjoyable, and you'll probably do it more often. So, big plus. N6TDY, VA3H, hold on.
Well, you know, Henry, I welcome what you said about the reminding, and I don't take offense to it, because I want to know and stuff. I'd rather know. So, like, I welcome it from